You know that whole yoga thing where you stop thoughts when you meditate? I started meditating again, and I thought, stop thoughts? Bullshit. I want to listen to my thoughts. I love my
I
thoughts.
love my voice. Yeah.
I sit down and I light my candles and I go into this very quiet space within myself and I let the thoughts go and I listen to what's coming up. And I'm brilliant. I'm totally entertained by what I'm thinking. So I thought, wouldn't you know, they've been keeping that from us. Why would you want to be a blank? When I die, I'm going to be blank.
Why do I have to be a blank
If I go
now?
into a coma, I'll be blank. So no, I don't want to stop thoughts. I want to totally listen to my inner voice. So I've been having a ball. I make those are the dates I make with myself, and I'm so far I'm doing it about three nights a week. And I used to, meditation for 20 minutes, 3 hours,
Oh my gosh.
sometimes 4.
And as a culture, we never do that. We never like internalize and listen and think and ponder.
I also stretch and move my body, and I've been known to vibrate a couple of times, but
Oh, I always have the best thoughts when I'm masturbating or right before or after an orgasm. That's when it all comes to me.
yes,
It's
that's
it.
your creative, that's when you've tapped into your creative energy. Our sex energy is our creative energy.
I always say for me, sexuality is our divinity. But I think you're right. It's creative energy. There's something in our souls that we open up. I don't know if you want to call it divinity because that's kind of like
Well,
godlike, but
divinity's okay, but I would make it the goddess, because I mean, if I would fire God in a heartbeat, if this is what he's got in mind for us, he's out of here.
I want a different party.
Yep,
This party
goddess.
sucks.
I mean, I don't know, she might fuck up too, but I usually say goddess.
I think God is definitely a woman.
Yeah.
How could it not be a fertile being? Like, you know what I mean? How could it
The
not
great
be?
orgasmic mother of us all.
How could it be a man? That's too utilitarian. We're
Yeah.
talking, you know.
Well, you see what guy they want to fuck everything, and fuck in this society is not a positive word. We use it too
No,
negatively, you
it's
know.
all negative.
Yeah, fuck you, fuck them, fuck me,
And then you
fuck
talk
this,
about
fuck
sex with, I'm fucking her, you know.
whoop.
It's kind of
So
scary.
what I'm saying these days is, this fuckless regime, this fuckless country. So just add an LES on the end of it, LESS, fuckless.
Fuckless. I
Yeah,
like that.
fuckless is, unfuck you.
Yeah, I like
We got
that.
to turn that around, because I love the word.
Fuck is a great word because it just means, to me, it means it's passionate. It's a passionate word. You can say, oh, I made love. Oh, we had sex. We say, I fucked. It's like, oh. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? It gets like the hair on the
We
back of your
were
neck,
fucking
like,
for 2 hours last night. Woo-hoo!
it sounds so naughty and fun and,
Yeah, delicious.
and powerful and, So you're talking about having an affair in your 80s.
Yeah, another, because you can, that good stuff, it can break it down. Definitely the first 3 months. Oh,
I
heaven.
love the first 3 months. It's
Oh.
the best
And if
time.
you're smart, you can stretch it out, and it can cover the first year.
How do you stretch it out? How do you do that? Because I
Well,
think
you
women would love to do that.
it you know it will diminish somewhat, but you can keep that energy, that momentum going. Now, if you're really fortunate and you're really hot for each other, and you don't go steady, I think not going steady is part of it.
Yes, don't sit there and be like, you're my man, I'm your
Yeah,
girl,
because then
or
you're going to start,
you're my girl, man,
jealousy will come in immediately, and you're
it ruins it.
devastation. All right, so I figured it with Eric and me this last time. So the first 3 months was incredible, the whole year, and then the second year was yes, it was as good, I swear it was. And then the third year, and I thought, oh my God,
We hit 3 years.
is this just because I'm old and I think this is my last chance?
The last hurrah that
the
I'm like,
last
this is
hurrah
what.
before I retire from sex. So, and then actually we had very good sex. It then goes from that hot, passionate stuff to, well, now we're kind of getting used to each other, but it's delicious. And you look forward to it, and the orgasms are great. And in some ways, they get a little bit better when you have all this comfort.
Yes, sometimes the security makes it.
Yeah, so there's kind of a different quality to it. And then then after the fifth year, it's like, I never had a relationship last longer than 5 years. I always broke up on the fifth year, pretty much. So I'm looking at the fifth year, I'm thinking, oh, but now we're in business together. So I'm going, oh, this is going to be interesting. So we got through the fifth year. The sex was okay. It was a little more less hot, still good. And then the sixth year, and I'm going, oh, here comes the 7 year itch. It's just around the corner. What's going to happen now? And that's when I said, let's just take a break from partner sex because I don't want it on my mind. And here's what happens to women. Oh, he hasn't made a pass at me lately. Oh, maybe I
He
should.
doesn't think I'm attractive. I should get in the gym,
I should go
right?
to the gym, or I've probably gained weights and I don't. Oh my God, I've aged more. Oh, look at this. Oh, this last haircut is terrible.
Before you know it, you're getting Botox, right?
Well, you can do all of that shit and it just comes back around again. So it's like aging is going to be there. You can hold it off to a degree, but at some point, I have to decide to just be a sweet, hot little old lady. I cannot look young in my 80s. Come on.
I don't like when people do the facelifts and the Botox, because after a while, you don't look like a
Well,
human being anymore. You look like this
I'm
thing.
tempted. I have
You
to
are.
admit, yeah. I did it. I did cosmetic surgery when we first were together, in 72. I didn't do a lot of stuff up here, you know, this thing. But I did pick up some of the goop under my chin, and I did do my little puffy eyes. And that was it. It was considered a modest. And I've seen my other friends who've done more extensive surgery, and I'm not against body modification.
No, because every culture, it's throughout, it doesn't matter what it is, every culture has some kind of
But
modification.
this dedication to youth at all costs, I got to figure out how to be a good-looking old lady. And a big part of that would be physically staying physically in shape. And I don't, by that I don't mean having a gorgeous body, because that's long gone. But I mean a body that functions. So whenever, it's like you start looking at the lines and the wrinkles and the age and the dark and the brown spots and all the moles and creepy things that are coming up. And I say, hey, wait a minute, Dodson. You can walk, talk, sing, fuck, come, eat, digest, shit, laugh, socialize, enjoy your friends, use your computer, communicate. And I just run this list of all the things I can do. So what am I going to worry about, a line or a wrinkle? Come on. Everyone's going to be here if they're lucky.
Well, that's the whole thing. Getting older and looking older, there's only one other alternative. So
Checking out before you
you
get too wrinkled.
can be young and beautiful forever if you would like that, or you can, enjoy this life
Yeah.
and take it as long as you can.
I'm having so much fun.
You can see, you have a joy on your face that you can just see that you're just loving every minute. Because you see people that are older and it's like they're enduring every moment.
Their
And
lives are, it's like I keep thinking back on my own mother out in Wichita. After my dad died, that was a big loss for her because everything's done in couples.
that was her life.
Yeah. And then her kids are long gone. We all take off. And I had two brothers that stayed home or stayed in that, in the city. And they have their own lives. And I think my youngest brother spent more time with her than anyone else. But a lot of her friends, her contemporaries, died off. And so she's basically, and my brothers didn't have a whole bunch of kids. So
No
she
grandchildren to
had
take care of.
one grandchild she had a certain amount of time with, and that was, but that's still child oriented, child centered.
It's not about her
It
and her
isn't exactly what
passion.
she would like to do. And so I think, and at the end she said, Betty Ann, I'm sick of watching television. And I went, wow, I bet you are, honey. I bet. But anyway, I turned her on to pot. Oh
Really?
yeah, she had that glaucoma stuff, and I thought, well, this is a big relief. And she said, well, why don't they make it available? And I said, because it's an illegal substance, Bessie. And she said, well, that's the biggest crock of shit I ever heard.
How can the government control that and then sell alcohol?
Really? Look, she said, I'd be more worried about someone who's drunk. And I
Yeah,
said,
because no one ever gets violent from smoking
no,
pot.
no. If anything, we'll go to sleep and listen to some music or have
Yeah.
sex.
Exactly. I love having sex stoned. Let me tell you, that's some of my best sex is stoned because I feel like I just relax more. And like my muscles are relaxed, my mind is relaxed, my pussy is relaxed, and I'm receptive to the pleasure. And even masturbating. One of my favorite things to do, I'll tell you my little ritual, smoke a little bit of pot. I don't have to smoke a lot because I can't smoke that much anymore because I'm doing all my, you know, you're busy doing all your stuff. So you do a little bit here and there. And then I'll like take a hot bath, drink some wine, have some more pot. Then I like pick out which vibrators I'm gonna use. I have the music on, I got the lights dimmed, and I have this whole like little like party on my bed. And it's like, I love it, you know? Yeah. And I still would love sex with a partner and I still have my partner, but that is like a special time.
It is, and we all absolutely need it.
So how did you choose masturbation as your kind of issue? Because I think at the time you were entering kind of feminism and the sex movement and the sexual revolution and all those things, there were so many things or ways you could have gone. But when I read your quotes, like you said, I used to think masturbation was not really sex because it only involved me. That's a very limited view of human sexuality and isn't going to work for women. And I think of how profound that is, but how did you get there?
How did I get there? You know, and I've been thinking of this myself lately because it's, you know, because I really started off as a fine artist. I had an extraordinary career as an artist, and I actually was doing well. I had a couple of
Is that you? I saw a video of you on Susie Bright's blog doing the internal clitoris where you drew all the structures of the pussy, and it was amazing. Was that you drawing?
Yeah.
I thought you were just narrating.
Oh, they should say drawn.
I don't know why I just didn't put it together. Even though it starts off with the internal clitoris by Betty Dotson, I just thought it was maybe a piece that you had done and you had the artist.
Yes,
because
darling, I'm the artist.
When I put the link, it's on YouTube. I put the link on my site because as you draw the internal structures and then you lay the external structures on top to show that women do get erect, there isn't an internal erection. We just can't see it.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I think for women, that's why we distance ourselves from our sexuality, because we don't think we're hot, right?
Yeah.
We deny it, and there's no, like, big organ, big dick that's all engorged with blood that we can say, oh, I am hot. Men, it's easy. My dick's hard. I'll touch it. I'll try to stick it in something.
Yeah.
You know, easy. You know?
Here, I got a hole over there in that board. You can put it in.
But that was you, and your skill was amazing.
A lot of people don't know that I illustrated all of my books. On the second book, Orgasms for Two, I made sure I signed each drawing with my name, but it's small. It's a little teeny signature at the bottom of the drawing. So, yeah, I illustrated my...
So you're a fine artist.
A fine artist, an accomplished, with a pretty good backload of back, you know, what do you call it? Of my work. I've got it all in storage.
Oh,
the stuff that didn't sell.
I'm gonna so try not to like pimp you to buy a print because I just moved into this huge apartment, mm-hmm. a loft with white walls. And I'm like, I really want to take pieces of sexual art that mean something. I don't want to just go and buy something, you know. So every time I meet someone that I like, and they talk about being an artist, I'm like, okay, don't like completely hump their leg. I mean, like.
Get off my leg. Well, it's in storage, darling. You couldn't if you want. But what I do hope to do is that I've been lecturing lately with a slideshow. In other words, it's an exhibition, a virtual exhibition of my work. And people are amazed. I mean, some of these big, huge canvases are quite spectacular. And of course, I've got lots and lots of drawings. So this is a whole side of my past that very few people know about. They think that I've just been masturbating all my life, which I don't mind that image. So I didn't really choose masturbation as my subject.
It came to you.
It chose me. And they say that your spiritual path will choose you. You never choose it. It's presented to you. I know that sounds a little woo-woo.
But did you fight
it? Tooth and nail! Oh, God, I fought it. You know, I'm more than just masturbation. I'm more than that. I mean, my sex life is more than that. My world is more than that. Why do I keep, you know, going back? Because it's the bottom line. It's the basis. Now my latest quote, let me see if I can remember it. Until we can accept and honor masturbation as the foundation for all of human sexuality, we will continue to be controlled and manipulated by any authoritarian religion or government that comes along.
I'd vote for you. I'd be like, you have
sounds
my
like
palette.
I'm a politician now.
It does. It does.
Yeah. I figured it out. How can I make one sentence? It should probably.
It says it all.
It should be shorter, but.
No. I love that.
It does say it all.
It says it all. And then when you say that and you express it, you go, yeah. Because for a lot of people, I'm always trying to explain, like, why is being in control of your sexuality so important? Why is it important? It's not just important, like, oh, you're getting off. It means more than that. It's the door.
It is the most political subject on the planet.
I mean, even our genitals haven't been politicized.
Totally. We can't show them. We can't look at others. We can't.
Yeah, this is what, if we could grow up knowing that our genitals are beautiful parts of our bodies, we'd be proud and we wouldn't have shame and we wouldn't have sexual guilt.
Thank you.
Another great quote, because it puts it all together, because, I mean, that's why we're not taught to look at ourselves, to touch ourselves.
You know, in my private practice, I have woman after woman coming in here to see me, women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I run every decade. I have had in the last, say, 3 years, every category from every one of those age groups. They have never looked at their pussies in a bright light. Now, they may put one leg up on the edge of the bathtub and hold a mirror down there and pull one lip to the side, which mm-hmm. is like, and so this
it's like a hook fish.
Right, and then you think, this is how I look when I smile? No. Come on, open it up. She's beautiful. Let's look at the form.
Can I tell you, I remember in my bedroom growing up, there was like a mirror in the door. You know how they had that? And I remember scooching up my little vanity seat and sitting there masturbating and watching it.
Yeah.
And because I was so interested in what it looks like, because I wanted to know what people would be looking at if they were, like, watching me.
Absolutely.
You know, so that was probably where it started. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know before someone else sees it what this is like. Mm-hmm. And I thought always that everyone did that.
Oh, honey, they should. It would be a different world.
The pulsing and it's all pink and then it turns red.
Changes color.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's like a rose opening up and blooming.
Yes.
You know, it's so gorgeous that I can't imagine. And then if it's sprays or, you know what I mean? It's just such, it's so active. You know what I mean? Like, it's just changing the whole time through the beginning to the end, you know?
Absolutely.
And then with the orgasm, I remember trying to, like, keep my eyes open because you're like, I want to watch, you know, but you can't help it.
I can't. At the end, I close my eyes. Can you keep your eyes open all
the time? No. I try, but I'm just like, I was even trying to think of how I could, like, keep my eyes open, like, buy some apparatus so I could watch. But I think that's why people are drawn to adult films, because you want to see, right?
And
you
absolutely.
You want to see close up.
And know it, and love it, and smell it, and taste it, and own it. Fucking own your sex organ.